Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it is Red Teens here, and welcome back to our political podcast. And as you know, we have continued to be making new and new content, and this really has become more of an intro in the sense of the discussion about new content. Again, I actually have an update more than really talking about this, even though obviously I spent actually 10 seconds, but I actually learned that on Saturday, in fact, the track and field meet that I had planned, we're not going to be going to it. Well, technically, the track meet's still on, but it's for varsity, so I won't go to it. My sister does because she's part of the girls' varsity, but I do not have to go to it. So I will actually on Saturday be podcasting probably at the same time, maybe earlier than average. But, and I also, again, the Disney trip will be on Wednesday, so expect less of really political podcasts and maybe more of just vloggish type deals, less of that. I will be, again, trying to do the experiment, which I have been planning for about a month or so, which is to bring my MAGA hat to Disneyland and see if I can provoke anything. I don't know. I'm kind of mixed feelings. I kind of do want something to happen, but at the same time, I don't really want something really big that really anything, because it might end up like the Covington High School incident. But that's really what I got for this podcast. So we're going to actually move on to our very first article, which is Elizabeth Warren kicks off presidential bid with the challenge to super wealthy and other Democrats, even though the fact is Elizabeth Warren is actually one of the top people in the country. She's a millionaire, and she's attacking her entire own class. And I'm not saying that's wrong, even though I don't agree with the economic strategy. I think it's just stupid that she's trying to fight and try to be for the good Americans across America, when in real life she's just saying, oh, we should give more money to the government. Like, that really is what she's saying. There's no doubt in my mind. But we're going to move back in. And so my comments on Elizabeth Warren is she would only become the Democratic nominee if Bernie Sanders left because of the sexual misconduct or Joe Biden did not run. She would only in that certain case. Or also if Kamala Harris was found not to be very popular with the voters, which I would see because of her certain issues such as on gun law, on gun control, and, in fact, private health care. But again, Warren officially launched it today, stated by the CNN article, using the backdrop of Everett Mills, the site of a historic 1912 labor strike led by women and immigrants, to issue a call to action against wealthy power brokers who have been waging class warfare against hardworking people. This is the thing. And I've always said this. It's like, he's not fighting for the American people. She's just attacking business itself. She literally is attacking the big business. Because the business itself, once it gets more money, it expands its business. So then more people are hired, which means more Americans can lower unemployment. So in real life, for her strategy of saying, you would say, we have to fight for America and we're fighting for our working citizens. The fact is, actually, she's more of actually taking jobs away from America. She's taking more jobs away from America than she's gaining. In fact, she might even lose jobs, such as the Obama presidency. And so this also kind of relates to another video, which I saw, I think, from either the New York Times or somewhere else. And it was like a 60-second fact check of President Trump's State of the Union speech. And one of the most amazing things I ever saw was that when Trump said that he had one of the biggest economy booms, and probably since the United States, I think in the last 30, 40, or 50 years. And then she tried to say, no, the Obama presidency started this whole thing. And it's like, in real life, it even says by the statistics that Obama was, in fact, one of the worst presidents economically that America has ever seen. His economic growth in GDP was the worst America has ever seen. And she wanted to claim that Obama was the start. That's like the whole point. It's like, oh, Obama started to rise the economy a little bit. So they then tried to contribute to Obama rather than Trump. And Trump, obviously, I don't know if he really started it, but I think he's definitely increased it beyond what it was going to be. Because I think if we had another Democratic president, it would have been stopped. And in fact, we would not have any kind of GDP growth due to Hillary's plans with the climate change issue and others. But Elizabeth Warren, again, she is not, I don't think she poses a threat. Even if she is the Democratic nominee, as I've said, She will not win. I think she's not popular enough. I think definitely with the certain scandals that have been coming out, she will not win. I think she's not going to win. I haven't put her into a 40, maybe 35% chance of winning. But overall, I would not say I would be very surprised. I would not be surprised if she lost. That's just a fact. But Elizabeth Warren, once again, she's starting her political career in the 2020 election. But we're going to move from Elizabeth Warren to the very next article. So the next article that comes from CNN is that analysis, the battle between Trump and his Democratic foes. And so if you remember the 35 outrageous things from Trump's Super Bowl ad or what, not Super Bowl ad, but Super Bowl speech, I'm not going to continue it because I just looked over it afterward and I just found it boring. I think it was just blatant lies and like that, and it wasn't really what you would say much of a success. But the CNN article states that a clarifying week in Washington showed how ugly the war of oversight between President Trump and the House Democrats that will become and dug new battle lines into the most extensive exchanges yet of the 2020 campaign. House Democrats swung their investigative machinery into action in the most stringent examination of the Trump White House so far, showing that the special counsel's probe is only one of President Trump's concerns. The administration and its allies made clear that they will do everything possible to frustrate Democratic oversight efforts in a way that will test the constitutional infrastructure. This is the thing. When it tries to say that he's challenging the constitutional infrastructure, he's not meaning that. He means he's actually pointing a point out instead of just sitting there as like Bill Clinton where he just said, well, I don't deny this, but I still deny this. It's like, that's like literally what the statement said. And I think Trump's going to win the fight. I think he's going to win the fight in a sense of overall. I don't think he's going to win the fight in certain battles, but he's going to win the fight in a sense overall. I think he's going to win more political support, not making any deals than he is when he made. Because even though he did gain a lot of support from them, I think Trump could gain actually more support by just showing how the Democrats have, again, as we conservatives use many times, have become the regressive left and have actually are deprogressing from their main goal. But so, again, this entire situation with the Democrats, they have continued to just delay. They tried to insult Trump at the speech. It didn't work, in my opinion, because it was just futile. It wasn't even good. It wasn't great. It wasn't even good. They have continued to launch new plans that would never work in the American economy and the government. They've also continued to attack Trump for very likely racism and homophobia, even though, in fact, it's actually been shown by other mainstream media news outlets that he was actually one of the first Republicans to even say LGBTQ. Even though my personal opinion, I don't accept queer because I just don't agree with it. I don't agree with queer. It just doesn't seem right, in my opinion. I still, as you see, think of the LGBT. In fact, if I was to clarify, I would be more of the LGB rather than the T. But again, President Trump has been attacked so far. I don't think they are major attacks. I think the Democrats are, in fact, suffering more attacks than Trump even did. Because once the Stormy Daniels case started, because I noticed, actually, when the Stormy Daniels case was closed, a lot of things happened during the rest of the investigation. It slowed down. No one was interested in it anymore. And it was just really a sign of that when these cases start being slowly but surely dissected and seen that they are not good, then, in fact, people start to realize that this is truly, as President Trump says, a witch hunt, and that it is not an actual investigation. But we still don't know that. Maybe it could happen. Maybe it cannot. But we're going to continue updating until that comes out. And also, I just want to add out there, I think one of the officials of the White House said that it could come out by either the end of this month or by about next month. Either way, it will be a big podcast then. But for now, we're just going to move on from this to the very next article. So the next article that comes from Fox News states that Virginia Governor Fairfax calls on FBI probe following sexual assault allegations. This is the thing. I already see from the title I can have a whole discussion. Why is it that now they're having an FBI probe into the allegations, but during the Kavanaugh case, they never had a probe? They, in fact, had a probe into him. They couldn't put a probe into Blasey for it because it would be too sexist. It would be against the entire constitutional frame. Like, this is what I've noticed about this entire investigation. When a Republican is accused of sexual assault, they just bombard them. They bombard the crap out of him. And then when they have the Virginia governor, they're like, we gotta look into facts. We gotta get the FBI probe into it. And it's like, oh, so you want an FBI probe into the allegations, not into Blasey Ford's, which already was heavily disproven by even her own witnesses, and very likely also might have not even happened. And you also still accuse Kavanaugh of being a rapist even to this day. Yeah, that's definitely fair. That's beyond fair. I think that's the greatest thing we've had. So again, this whole investigation, it's just continuing to show the real Democrats. The Democrats that were the older Democrats, you would say. The Democrats that are corrupt. The Democrats that are hypocritical. And the Democrats that have shown their true, you would say, forms in the sense of Northam, Virginia, Fairfax, Elizabeth Warren, Joey Bear, and others. They're showing their true form as the actual enemies of America. Because I believe that they are such enemies. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with Joey Bear, she's in fact attacked again for her, because she supposedly wore blackface, which I find amusing, is because she attacks Trump for racism for probably most of her entire like news network time. And then when she's found out that she actually did something that even by the left calls a racist, I still agree that it is racially insensitive, but I wouldn't really put it as if you could get, like, yeah, maybe you could get fired, but I don't think it would be, like, such a big thing. Because the difference is, if this was, like, in the 60s, that was a much different era. That was 50 years ago. No one has any idea about that. If it happened now, yes, we could see why, in fact, that it would never be acceptable. And you would get fired, and you might even have to resign. But mistakes are mistakes, and if you're, and this is kind of more of what it is. If you're found out, you pay for it. It's not really mistakes and mistakes you have to pay for. It's more of if you're found out, you pay for it. Because it really is. People just hide their mistakes so much. And I hide my mistakes too. We're all humans. We've always been humans and we're always going to be humans. But this entire investigation has never shown any sign of fair justice to Republicans when they were attacked. It didn't show any justice. It just showed what the left is, as I said. The enemy against justice, the enemy against the American voice, and the enemy against the American dream. And this may sound radical, but it really is. The left are against our entire view. They've been against it since. Their entire party was founded on the idea of slavery. Their entire party was founded on the idea of having no women's rights. Their party was founded on the idea of keeping it back in the South. That was the Democratic Party, not the Republicans. But Democrats continue to say that the Republicans are the racists, the Republicans are the bigots, that the transphobes, they're the homophobes, they're Islamophobes, and all of that. Well, the Democrats just say, we're the ones who helped you all the time. We never did anything wrong. When in real life, your entire party was founded on the entire idea of slavery. Even though I would say slavery is, in fact, it's been existing for a long time. And it didn't just involve white people. In fact, I think it, in fact, came from Africa. In fact, the fact is, people who were sold into slavery, many of them were sold by their own people. This was not like they captured them. Yes, they captured some of them. But there was nowhere near the size of people that were captured by white travelers to get slaves. Not all of them were captured. I'm not denying again that they weren't all captured, some of them, but many of them are in fact sold by their own people, which are black, which means this entire idea that slavery is every white person's fault is just an entire allusion to the real problem. And that is just, it really is. Again, it really is just the showing of how far back we've gone. It's just beyond what I could even say. But again, the Fairfax's situation increasing the idea of hypocrisy on the left and still putting Republicans into a better position, at least to what I've seen. So we're going to move on to the very next article, which again comes from Fox News. Politics. Trump slams vicious Democrats for conduct at testy hearing with acting attorney general. And I didn't really watch it because I didn't feel like it was going to be much interesting. So this is actually going to also be very new to me. President Trump on Saturday blasted vicious Democrats for their conduct during a House Judiciary Committee hearing a day earlier that featured acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker and saw fire exchanges between him and House Dems. Quote, the Democrats in Congress yesterday were vicious and totally showed their cards for everyone else to see. And that's as I've said many times. The Democrats are there showing out their real selves, and they're no longer having that mask. While the hearing had been pitched as a standard oversight hearing, it soon turned into a contentious confirmation-style grilling of Whitaker, despite the fact that he may only have a few more days left on the job. Trump's pick to head the DOJ, former Attorney General William Barr, is posed for a Senate confirmation in the near future. Democrats become increasingly agitated at what they saw of Whitaker's to run the clock and control the hearing process. This as they sought to ask him about the oversight of the FBI special counsel, Robert Mueller, who has been conducting an expansive probe of the alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race. Here's the thing. They use actual, like, vocabulary because this is the thing. When other mainstream media sites that lean left, they say, like, the entire Russian election interference. They don't say the supposed. They just say it's clear as if it happened. And obviously it didn't. Or at least for now. And so with Taker, I actually more of lied on that part. I did see some of it, but it was not even close to the whole part. Because I didn't want to really watch it. I thought it was just going to be him really talking about what's happening and not really much of a political drama. But stating from the Fox News article, that was the complete opposite. So, overall, Whitaker again being attacked by the left and others. But we are still going to have to see what happens next. Because, as you know, and even as I say, because this is the real thing. Whitaker is proving, I think at least to what I see, that the Mueller probe is not working, it's a waste, and it's not going to prove anything except that the entire investigation was false and that it would never have any kind of purpose other than to attack President Trump. But we are going to move on to our final article of today. So the final article that we will be reviewing for today comes from the New York Times. Sorry, that sounded weird, but I meant to say the New York Times, but I kind of had a yawn. So the New York Times article states that, let me find it. House got plans to sustain effort to look into Democrats on abortion. Quote, protecting innocent life shouldn't be a partisan issue. So there's been a lot of drama, especially with the Louisiana bill that has heavily changed politics, because I, even though I looked into it and I said before that it didn't look like it was going to do anything else, it actually impacted much more than I thought. I mean, like, beyond much more. It was just astonishing. But I don't really have much. I'm getting tired because it's about, what, maybe almost 8 or something like that, and I played, like, CSGO because I got it, like, downloaded for, like, maybe 5 hours or so because my friends, and they were on, so they said, let's just play or something. So, again, House Republicans are gearing up for a sustained push to expose Democrats in the House Democratic majority on their increasingly extreme views on abortion, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Yeah, because I agree with that, because the thing is, the leftists, they before, they were just on the same old, if the baby gets through over 20 weeks, we're not cutting it, And if they're in the middle, well, it's going to depend. And if it's early, then yes. And yeah, Republicans, they were heavily against it, but they at least said that the views of the Democrats were at least okay. But now the Democrats, they've gone off. Like, they've just gone off. They've been talking about late-term abortions, which they're just horrific. I think it's horrible because having an abortion literally just days before is why? That child could have been the next football star. That child could have invented new technology. That child could have saved people from Alzheimer's, cancer, leukemia, not leukemia, and other diseases. They could have solved that, but you ended it right there, right before they were born. Because my stance is that when you're past your 20th week, you're not backing out. You're not backing out and just having an abortion. You're having the baby. If you don't want them, put them in an orphanage so they can at least have a life. Don't kill them and just say, well, it's my body, my choice, even though my whole slogan is just about women choosing instead of men because men don't matter. That's literally what the whole slogan says. But the New York Times article states, specifically, Republicans have demonstrated for three consecutive legislative days intended to push for a floor vote against Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi's wishes on a piece of legislation from Rep. Ann Wellinger, Republican MO, that would ensure babies who are born alive following an abortion attempt are given the same medical treatment and care any other newborn baby would. Quote, protecting innocent life shouldn't be a partisan issue and it shouldn't be difficult. Infanticide is a barbaric and growing trend of Democrats advocating. It is frightening, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Barrett News. Quote again, Republicans are uniting in seeing that the bill protecting babies who survive an attempt abortion urgently receives a vote on the House floor. It has already passed the House with Democratic support last Congress, but so far the new Democratic majority refused to even consider the bill. But we ask again and again and again until this body speaks for life. So McCarthy's really saying is give the child a chance. You already tried and it failed. Why don't you just give them a chance? And that really is. That's a very powerful, I think, statement by Kevin McCarthy. Because it really is him saying, why are you becoming what you didn't want to become? Becoming the party that everyone hates. Becoming the party that everyone makes fun of. Because it used to be mostly Republicans for their views. Now it's really become the Democrats because of how radical and how idiotic, in a sense, what they've become. So, again, I think the Republicans, this is a very important issue, not just politically. I think it's important for the United States overall. Because if the Democrats refuse this, it could cause thousands of lives be lost. Thousands. Maybe even tens of thousands. Maybe at the smallest possibility, hundreds of thousands. So, I don't really like getting into abortion, as I've said before, because it's just a subject that I at least have always felt just to be one of the most emotional subjects, probably in politics. It's probably at least what my ranking is. The first to second would be illegal immigration. But the real statement of this, again, is give them a chance. Why are you attacking us? Like, why are you attacking conservatives for protecting children? You're literally attacking children. You're executing children who could have had a life. And you're instead saying, well, we care more about women. More women. SJWs. And that's just really the statement that from freshman Democrats have virtually told the country. They've been told that they are new and the new brand of Democrats. Or actually they are. They're the worst brand. But they aren't the new and highly sophisticated Democrats. They're the new slobs who instead say that they know everything, even though in real life, they don't know crap. They might know more about certain issues than me, but I know one thing. At least I know there's a difference between life and then just giving someone giving a baby a life for once, instead of giving the mother, who might not even know what they're doing, the needle. But that, again, is going to really end our podcast right here. So, again, this whole podcast was more of, again, a discussion because I am starting to put more and more discussions as we go. I did notice about this. Like, the podcast only got one play. Now I'm actually kind of confused. So at first I was deciding, should I even do a podcast or should I just stay home? But I got off CSGO. It was about 7:30 or so. And so I kind of said, well, why don't I just do one? I got time. I got enough. I don't have really anything else to do. So I decided to really do this. And I'm not saying it's a burden. It's not a burden, only unless it's boring. I try not to let these be boring, because if they're boring, there's no content. And when it's boring, it's not a podcast. A podcast needs fruit and flavor to it that can really make things taste better in a methodological sense. But again, this is going to end our podcast right here. So I thank you for listening. I hope you continue supporting me through the future years. And I wish you a great rest of your night. And also at the same time, again, a great Sunday in the future.